Many of Montana's wheat producers have struggled with drought for 5 straight years. Now they're facing economic headwinds because of President Donald Trump's tariffs. MTPR's Victoria Traxler reports on how farmers are coping.
On a recent Friday, Justin Miller was seeding his next crop of winter wheat.
We are sitting in a John Deere quad track right now. We're just putting seed into the ground, doing what farmers do.
Miller wasn't quite happy with his harvest this year.
This year, we started out the year with very little precipitation.
He farms mostly spring and winter wheat near Haver. Persistent drought means poor yields, but farmers like Miller are also facing the lowest wheat prices in 5 years. Erratic weather this fall made the harvest worse, so Miller made the tough decision to pile grain on the ground while he looked for other ways to sell it.
It's the first time we put grain on the ground in 30 years, so it's pretty unusual. It's not something that we would like to practice or do.
The longer the grain sits there, the less it's worth. That's not Miller's only problem. Trump's tariffs pushed fertilizer and machinery prices to record highs. MTBR spoke with other farmers in the region who shared similar struggles. Earlier this week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture touted federal programs it says can help, but nearly all of the financial programs have existed for years. Montana State University's head of agricultural economics, Eric Belasco, says crop insurance can help farmers struggling with low yields from bad weather. But
the other thing that crop insurance doesn't really cover against is rising input costs.
Farmers who are already on tight margins have to swallow higher costs for things like fertilizer. Many agricultural experts want Congress to provide more financial relief in the federal farm bill. The current bill will expire at the end of September. Back on the High Line, Miller says he's still planting winter wheat. He remains optimistic that next year will be better. Reporting from Guildford, I'm Victoria Traxler.